opinionated women with strong views they aren't afraid to express chat loudly about current affairs, families, life, and everything else that's on their minds. Perry Wise Women, the podcast, is Kelly Finlayson and Jackie Matthews, laughing, sharing, and sometimes crying their way into listeners' hearts and minds. Join Kelly and Jackie and their occasional guests for a weekly escape from reality to their zany world on the Bellarine Peninsula in Victoria, Australia.
Hi, Cal. How are you?
I'm good, Jack. Happy Sunday. How are you going? You just went out for breakfast.
I know. It was so great.
How nice is that?
It was so nice. It was so nice. I had a green smoothie bowl.
Oh, where'd you go? Kyo?
Driftwood. We went to Driftwood in Ocean Grove and, yeah, it was lovely. It was lovely. I had a green smoothie bowl and the boys had eggs and they were like, what the hell is that? What are you eating? The girls had pancakes and I was all healthy and had the smoothie bowl. That looks like, have a look at me. I don't have to have a glass. I just eat my drink out of a bowl.
But it was delicious, yes?
Yeah, I loved it. And you know what? Because I always think when I go for brekkie, oh, have something healthy. But then I always turn to the eggs. And I was like, nah, I'm going to have the green smoothie bowl. And
okay. Yeah,
it was
and you
delicious.
Feel better?
It was, yeah, it was great. It was really yum. So, yeah, just did that. And how about you? What have you been doing?
Well, let me think. This morning, I made my own pancakes. So I had pancakes and I have, because I am American, I have butter, peanut butter, maple syrup, and then I have a fried egg on top and sometimes bacon too.
Wow.
Yeah. But I didn't do the egg and bacon today because I was like, no, I don't really think I'm up for this. And yesterday I went out to a girlies lunch at Truffle Duck with my skincare team.
How nice is Truffle Duck in that little garden?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. So I used to have lots of events there. It was just so, you just knew that they would look after you and everything would always be super professional. And, yeah, so we went and had lunch and it was beautiful as always. And then we had to get out because we had the two-hour limit. So we just went out the back deck and each had another wine and I left early. I had to get home. But it was just really nice because I've never met a lot of these women, Jack, who I'm doing the skincare with. It's all over Zoom.
Yep.
So it was really nice just to sort of, you know, have a chat with these women who are doing the same thing as me. And some of them I didn't even realise that they had families, you know, children. I just learned about the people. And I love that. I love learning about people.
Yeah, so good. And what about the other night? We were able to watch the Business Excellence Awards, which was a bit nostalgic for you, I guess, because that's something that you did for, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah, 6 years I managed the Geelong Business Excellence Awards and it was nostalgic. Perfect word, Jack. But I think that they would be pretty proud of how it went off. You know, there were a few hitches, as always, with everything we're doing digitally at the moment. But the business of the year was won by Seal Dolphin Swims in Queenscliff. And that, I think, was an amazing win for Murph and his team.
Totally. Yeah, they're doing such a great job down there. I think that very deserved and so great for the Bellarine, really, isn't it?
I know. I sent him a text the day after and congratulated him. And, yeah, he was as high as a kite. He was so happy. So not only did they win Business of the Year, they won the tourism category. And Murph, who is James Murphy, but everyone calls him Murph, he won Young Entrepreneur of the Year. So first time ever, Jack, that one business has won three awards.
That's so great, isn't it?
Yeah. So the judges would have had a hard job ahead of them this year. There were some pretty amazing contenders in the totally. In the race for the wins. Yeah, well done to Seal Dolphin Swims. Well done, well deserved. Amazing, amazing business.
It is a great business. There were some other businesses that, like, I, to be honest, had never even realised that they existed, but are also doing some amazing things.
Was
the blind signs?
So the Braille sign supplies.
So the Braille sign supplies, I can't even say that. You say that.
Yeah, they won the innovation, research and development category, which they are first time entrants, I believe. So,
and I guess that business is not just, this is something that's going around, how far do they reach? Victoria, Australia, what's their market?
I'm not actually sure, but I know they're based on the Surf Coast in Torquay. So the other cool one is the Boomeroo Nurseries. I think that's a day trip for us, Jack. Well, not a day trip, but, you know, well, we could make it a day.
Yeah, well, we should find out if we can actually, like, have a bit of a exclusive tour.
and discount plans.
Just, you know, like, just to find out, like, exactly what they do, because they have amazing innovative gardening tools there where it's all machine operated, they're planting seedlings, you know, they're a warehouse business, so they sell to all different nurseries all across Victoria at least, or maybe Australia, I don't know, but, like, definitely wider than Lara and wider than the Geelong region. And I'm wondering, is that the same nursery that's on the highway?
Well,
it feels like it's been there forever.
I don't know. So I think we will have to do a bit of research and may have to go out and have a looky-see and see if they'll have a chat to us a bit more about their business, because I think that's a good one to check out and learn more about.
Well, yeah, and this is the great thing about those Business Excellence Awards. So, you know, they're great because, well, obviously you know exactly why they're great, because they get people to look at their businesses, and I'm sure that the people that are nominated and go through the process, like, learn a lot about their business and are able to fine-tune some things. But also it's such a great thing for other people to actually see, and I think that this is probably an advantage of this whole digital thing as well, is that maybe people that wouldn't usually go to the Business Excellence Awards actually, like, tuned in, saw it on Facebook, watched it, and are looking at the socials, and you can learn about, like, businesses in the region, what they're doing, and how you can support them as a local. So it goes back to that whole hashtag, you know, local spending, whatever the hashtag is. But it's such a great way to see what, you know, what we've got in the region and how we can actually go out there and support that as well.
The awards are an amazing vehicle to bring awareness to businesses across Geelong, Bellarine and the Surf Coast. Amazing. Some of the businesses that we've had, well, when I was doing it over the 6 years, and I've made some really good friends through the process as well. Just, you know, just getting to know the businesses and understanding the hardships and how many years they have been doing the hard slog behind the scenes. And here we think they're a new business and they've been around for 10 years and they're just now, you know, making, you know, money and becoming, and marketing themselves the right way. And it's such a learning curve, a new business.
Absolutely.
So the recognition is huge. And it's, even apart from businesses, Jack, I think recognition, you know, I think recognition between people is also a strong thing too. Like you were talking about in the supermarket the other day.
There was a lady serving me and she had beautiful hair, beautiful, like, style, and it was silver. It was, you know, grey and silver. And I said to her, she's just like, she's at the checkout and, you know, putting through the groceries. And I said, I really love your hair. And she, like, was really taken aback when I said it. It was kind of like, oh. And I said, oh, no, I really like, I, you know, like I'm, it, there's a massive movement with greys and, you know, I want to go grey and everyone's telling me, no, don't go grey. And I asked her, like, how long has she been, like, you know, how long did she, has she been like that? Maybe, or did I say that? Or I just said, you know, how long have you had your hair like that? And she said,
how long have you been like that?
And she said, oh, probably about 18 months. And so then I thought, well, she obviously knows because, you know, 18 months, people don't just think 18 months in their head. Like, you know, you've kind of counted that, you know. And she said, I used to get, like, tips through it, but then I just thought, no. And she said, oh, the other day I was, like, got my hair cut and the hairdresser always says to me at the end, like, after she does my hair, she said, I really love what I've done with your colour and it, because it's all natural. Yeah, it's just a beautiful thing, you know, like, but it's a beautiful colour. And, yeah, she was just really surprised, I think, that I actually said that. But I now, like, make a point. Especially like I try to make a point when I see somebody with something nice on or whatever, I always will say, oh, I love that top or I love those shoes or whatever. I often do that, even to strangers, which is people think is odd, but I just like to say it if you see it because, you know, if you're out and somebody comes up to you and they're like, oh, I really love that.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a nice thing. You know, I've got a pair of boots.
Oh, it makes your day. It puts a smile on your face. And
yeah.
And it's free and it doesn't cost, you know, it doesn't take much just to be nice
exactly.
to people and just recognize people for what they've done, what they're doing, who they are, you know,
really
what they're wearing, anything. It's just like, well, Perry's, the other night when Jackie and I were watching the awards, Jackie showed up with the most beautiful bunch of purple tulips and I've never, ever had a bunch of purple tulips and they're just so beautiful. So, and I want everyone to see them. So Jack's put them on our Instagram, but I'll also put them up on our Facebook page because they are, they're beautiful, Jack, and you made me smile. So thank you.
Yeah, well, in my office in Geelong, so I only go into work like once a week, but where I sit, I overlook Corio Bay and like pretty much the whole of Geelong. It's amazing. And I can see in one of the laneways, there's this old, looks kind of like a warehousey thing. And I was like, oh, that looks like a flower van. That must be a flower shop. So I like, you know, went onto Google Maps and I could see where I was. And then like, you know, you make it bigger because I can't see. And then you can see all the things that are around you. And it was, and the shop is called Flower Bowl. And I was like, oh, how beautiful is that?
I've just moved there.
Yeah. So then I went on the website and I was looking at all the flowers and I was like, oh my goodness, how divine. So anyway, I rang them and they're like, yeah, yeah, no worries. You can just click and collect. So I said, oh, do you have any purple flowers? And they're like, oh yeah, we've got some purple tulips. And I said, yep, perfect. So then I went down and I went into the shop. Oh my goodness. It is absolutely divine. They had the most beautiful flowers. And I was just like, oh my goodness, this shop is beautiful. I'm so coming in here every week now. But yeah, they were just beautiful. And so, and it was just really nice. So yeah, big shout out to Flower Bowl in Little Ryrie Place.
Yes. Thank you, Flower Bowl. I actually have from Flower Bowl also is my terrarium. David bought it for me for one of our wedding anniversaries about, oh, I think maybe about 5 years ago.
Oh, nice.
And it's, I still have it. So thank you, Flower Bowl, again, because I've you know, regenerated it over and over again, but there's still the main tall plant in the middle that was there when I received it. So, yeah, no, they do some pretty special stuff.
Yeah, no, it's lovely. So, yeah, and I think that you know, flowers, I just often just buy myself flowers. So I bought them for you this time, but next week I'll probably just buy some for myself. In saying that, next week in Geelong is the Geelong Cup, which is always a big kicker in the region, but obviously won't be happening this year, no Geelong Cup, but we still get a public holiday. So Wednesday is a public holiday. I know you, it doesn't matter to you, Cal, because every day is a public holiday.
No. Every day.
But Wednesday
and Friday.
Holiday,
and then
Friday's a public holiday for the for the grand final day, which, well, the Cats are in, so it's very
No, my Lions lost. But when Geelong, I will barrack for Geelong. Well, I love Richmond and oh my goodness. And how happy is your husband?
Yeah, they're all very happy. Am I happy?
Yeah, so But when the Cats win, it is such a boost for Geelong, for Geelong business, Geelong tourism. It's a catch 22, really. So I might just wear my Lions Guernsey in, you know, sit in the middle.
Just do that. And it's a night grand final too.
Yes. Yeah, that's cool.
So not at the MCG for the first.
Oh my goodness, we're talking about everything today.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot going on this week, so yeah.
But, oh, I know.
Yeah. Really, what we really wanted to focus on this week was the Business Excellence Awards. We'll try to have a chat to some of those winners in the next few weeks and try to touch base with them and find out more about their business and share it on our socials, as well as maybe even do a podcast with a few feature little interviews or little chats with some of the some of the winners, because we are very passionate about shopping local. We're very passionate about supporting local, and obviously the Business Excellence Awards plays a, you know, a big part in your heart, Cal. So well done to you for all those years of making it so great. Well, it's true though, because it's a legacy, you know, it's something that you've created, and yeah, sure, you know, you're not a part of it anymore, but it's something that then, you know, will grow and continue and change, but the foundations are there of what the importance is and why it's so important to the region. And what did you say? It's the biggest regional awards in Victoria?
It's the biggest regional business awards in the country, in Australia.
Yeah.
So it's been, I think this year will be the 35th, maybe 34th year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so when I worked at the Chamber and we took the awards over, and that's sort of how I got into the Chamber. I applied for a role and they decided I could manage the awards, and I was like, what? Anyway, so when the Chamber took it over, we just sort of, you know, we made a lot of different changes in the first 2 years for the awards, introduced new judges. The judging panel don't get enough kudos, I believe. The judging panel for the awards, they do not get paid, and they give hours of their time to read the entries, to have regular meetings, to discuss the entries. And they're led by Simon Flowers from LBW, Wealth and Business Advisors, and he does a great job. He's a very fair man, and he's a good leader, actually. So there's many different, but before they even get to the judging part of it, there's a panel of reviewers that different ones come on every year to review and help the entrants write their entries if they want help. So it's a really big process, and it's really important. It's really important for our region to recognise new, old, large, small businesses that, you know, there's every year there's different businesses that come through.
Yeah, and it's just it's prestigious, but it's so great for the region that we're the biggest in the country. Like that, it just goes to show how supportive the Geelong region is and of each other. You know, like when like the whole country, you know, especially after the bushfires, the whole country is saying, you know, support local. And this year, you know, most definitely of any time, it's more important than ever to support local. Geelong is actually, I think, at the forefront of that. We actually live and breathe it.
Oh, absolutely. And I didn't mention actually the sponsors that support the awards, they keep the awards going as well. So it's this massive vehicle of all these different parts and, you know, mechanics that make it move and make it successful. So without the sponsors, there wouldn't be awards, because they support it and have some have for like almost the whole time for nearly, you know, over 25 years.
Amazing.
It is. So that's them recognising new businesses.
Yeah. It makes me very proud to say that I live in Geelong now. I know that
I'm born and bred
here, but but it's such, like, I'm so grateful and, you know, to myself for actually bringing myself down here and raising my family here, like, you know, like, because
Well, we're glad you're here too, Jack.
It's a great place.
Yeah, we love having you here. You know, everyone that comes across Jackie, if you haven't met Jackie Matthews, you'll hear her before you see her. And she has the biggest heart I think I've known for a very long time. So we love that you're here, Jack.
Thank you. I love being here. I reckon that's it, Kel. I reckon, you know, we've talked about the awards. We've given a shout out to a few of the businesses. Now I think that you and I need to stand true to our word and say, okay, let's go and find a few of those businesses and have a
look. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Because then it's just an extension, and this is the whole afterflow of support and recognition is that we watch the business awards, a few people won, we talk about it here, we share it on our socials, we have a chat to them, and then we share them with our listeners. So
yeah.
I think everybody really loved hearing, you know, Rasta Surf and
Barnhead Wine Store, yeah.
And
well, they were a finalist 1 year. They entered maybe 3-4 years ago, and they were a finalist.
Of the wine store?
Yeah.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that, it's just nice to share. Sharing's caring.
Yes. Well, you enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Jack, and I will talk to you soon.
Bye, Cal.
Ciao, Perries.
Thank you for listening to the Perry Wise Women podcast. Jackie and Kelly would love for you to join their collection. Go to their Facebook page, Perry Wise Women, and join the group. Let them know who you are, what topics you'd like them to discuss, and anything else that's on your mind.